All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Mourning the death of a Weymouth High senior. Some answers as to what happened with the shooting at the South Shore Plaza. And ever wonder what your Uber driver gave you for a rating? Mm-hmm. Well, you will now be able to find out. Melissa has the juice coming up.
The Tinder swindler is back at it again. This time, we are all the victims.
Leroy has your sports.
All right, listen up closely. If you've ever dreamed about calling out Romero for his bull, today is your lucky day.
But first, a Weymouth High School student has been identified by his family as the person who died in a shooting in Quincy. Nathan Paul was a 17-year-old senior who was shot inside a car, then drove away and crashed nearby. No arrests have been made, and a GoFundMe has been set up to support the family. Some answers about the shooting at the South Shore Plaza last month as 19-year-old Julius Hammond Desir of Maynard was identified as the shooter. He shot Dejun Beasley in the head after one of them looked at each other the wrong way and exchanged words. Right. Oh, man. Hammond Desir is ordered held without bail and will return to court on March 15th. And I don't know about you, but it always seemed kind of messed up that Uber drivers could see what you rated them,
yep.
But you didn't know what they rated you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's about to change because I know I need to know who messed up my perfect 5-star rating. You can now go to the Privacy Center in settings and view your ratings. And the goal, they say, is so riders can better understand their current rating and to encourage good behavior during rides.
I wonder who, what's your rating, Pebbles?
4.97.
Okay, that's almost perfect. You should be happy with that.
No, I am not.
Come on.
I want my 5.
I got a 4.85. That's terrible.
You have here's the equivalent. You ever put something up on social media?
Yes.
Let's say it's like the birth of a kid.
Right.
And you'll get all these hearts. Or, no, let it be something funny. You get a bunch of laughing emojis. Mm. There's always that one person that's going to come in and just, you know, they're going to mess it up. They're going to give you a like.
They're messing with your algorithms. Yeah. Let's go.
Don't mess it up. Well, there's like a whole process to it. There's like 5 or 6 different steps you have to go through. So if you want to see it, just see how you can do it. Go to hot969boston.com. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, the baby's in some trouble after that bowling alley beatdown earlier this month. Footage went viral showing Baby and his people beating down his baby's mom, Danny Lay's brother. Dude's name is Brandon. He's suing the baby for assault, battery, emotional distress, and negligence, claiming he walked by the baby, who then jumped him and left him with severe injury and pain. Baby says he was acting in self-defense. No word on how much Brandon is suing for. Nick Cannon wants everyone to know his new song is not his way of trying to get Mariah back. Nick dropped a song called Alone on Valentine's Day, and it has a sample from Mariah's song Love Takes Time. That is such a good song. He mentions Mariah and her new man, and everyone was saying the song was his way of confessing he wanted her back. Well, Nick says the song was therapeutic for him, but not because he wants her back. More so that he wanted to admit his faults and that he really screwed things up. Well, Mariah must have seen all the headlines because
she posted a rare
selfie with her man, Brian Tanaka, on Valentine's Day with the caption, Valentine's Marathon Continues, Hour 23. Every time I hear his name, I think of like that breath stuff, Banaka. Brian Tanaka.
Wow.
Think about it. If you combine the two names, it's Banaka.
I've never heard that in a minute. Wow.
Wait, do they still make that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't think so. And Simon Lviv, otherwise known as the Tinder Swindler, is cashing in on his newfound fame. He has just hired a Hollywood agent. And he's shopping around a dating show. The show would be kind of like Flavor of Love or like Bachelor, where women are going to compete for his love. And he's also trying to do a podcast. So if you want to try and get scammed from the Tinder Swindler, I know. I'll let you know when they have signups and, you know, when the show is going to premiere. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, can somebody tell me what in the world is going on with the Olympics? It is falling apart. A Russian speed skater gave everyone two middle fingers after beating the U.S. I mean, what happened to class? What happened? Things are just falling apart. I know.
Yeah.
Boston, we should be very proud of how we hold things down when our teams win championships. We show up to the parades. Unlike in L.A. We all know the Rams just won the Super Bowl, and L.A. pretty much didn't show up for the parade. It was pathetic.
Footage is hilarious.
It's really, really sad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, I know I wasn't here yesterday, but word is Romero had some stuff to say about the Celtics. Again, I don't know what he said. Let's check it out.
The Pistons are terrible, so the Celtics are going to start the game probably up 40-0, and they might win. You know what? Has anybody ever blown?
You better not jinx them.
There's no way they're going to lose. Okay. There's none. Zero. The Pistons are terrible. The Celtics are killing it right now. And if they lose, it's not because I'm saying that the Celtics. Okay, you know what?
I don't know.
I'm hopping in a time machine right now just to prove to you guys. Okay. Let's see. Today's date. Okay, the weekend's birthday. Game will be over by 11. Oh my God, bet the house on the Celtics. Bet the house on the Celtics.
Damn.
They're playing the scrubs in the fourth quarter because they're up by so much. 60-point victory. Boom.
Now,
there you go.
Wow. Now, I was thinking, since Romero messed up, maybe I should give his phone number out like he gave my phone number out.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that.
I know. I'm like, should I do that?
You're still getting calls.
Yeah,
that's right.
I get calls from time to time. Like, hey, what's up? I'm like, I don't know who this is. Anyways, I'm not going to do that because I'm a better person. I'm a bigger person. However, folks, Romero got it wrong because the Celtics lost to the Pelicans 112-111. So I'm encouraging you to go to his Twitter. Go to his Instagram and flood him with Celtics messages. All you got to do is look him up at Romero Torres. Doing on behalf of me, Melissa, everybody, for all the BS that Romero has ever put out there, get him back today. He was wrong. You got the Bruins and Islanders tonight at 7:30, and that's just sports.
All right. Today's good news. I'm so excited about this story. I saw this thread on Twitter yesterday about Heather Sofield Colby. She had lost her mittens about a week and a half ago in Alston. Now, her sister had made them for her, and they had a lot of sentimental value. Heather and her two daughters, they've been going through some hard times because of divorce, also being displaced from their home because of a major plumbing issue. Well, the mittens just made her feel better. You know, when she was going through tough times, she'd put them on and, you know, remember her sister. And, you know, she and her daughters put up posters to find them. Well, the mittens have been found. Heather says that someone called her last night and plans to give them back to her today. So I'm so excited about that. And that's your good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.